Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah! What's up?
What's up, dude?
Man, I am living my best life, Vincent.
You look like it. You look like it, dude. You got this like nice little throne here. Look at this. You're like just one man. Oh, wait.
I put Gold Bond on my nuts, and I'm alive. I wish everybody else was. D'Anthony, look at you.
I'm so relaxed right now.
So, Vince, for those of you who don't know, I feel like a shit heel even introducing him. It's Vincent Marcus.
That's
one of your favorites.
Thanks, man.
You've been on since day one. You've been a day one homie, dude.
I'm day oneer.
Day two, technically, I think, right?
Yeah, Nuke the Ruse.
Was it number two or first episode?
Nuke the Ruse, was that number two or number?
I think it was two or three, right?
I forget. You've been on a
million
times.
Pegging Explained is one.
Yeah.
Nuke the Ruse, I think, is two or three.
Yeah.
One of the first.
I still get DMs about that, by the way.
Do you really?
People still post memes about it in the fucking groups and shit.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, like maybe like once every few, like month or two, I'll get like, Nuke the Ruse.
Well,
like,
Australia was on fire earlier this year, so everybody was posting memes.
Yeah, definitely. Could be that.
Do you remember that happening? All of Australia burned down?
No, dude.
Billions of animals died? Nobody remembers that shit.
Nobody remembers any of that because of how fucked up it is right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That no one even cares about Australia was on fire.
Like, literally a billion animals died.
Oh, do you guys hear that aliens exist?
Yeah.
Or maybe you didn't.
No.
No.
They breezed by that.
Buried it.
buried it.
It's hard to pay attention when everybody in the government and Hollywood is raping children. You know what I mean?
Well, that's for it for all for today. We'll be back. And on that note, that's the show.
Yeah. So, by the way, we did an interview this morning, and there is a lot of chatter about it right now.
Yeah.
I was unaware.
Unaware in what? In what capacity?
So I knew about Spacey and Weinstein and all these other guys,
yeah,
right? There was some new ones that have come to light. They're like heavy rumors,
yeah,
that are okay, really fucking shocking.
And usually heavy rumors coming out of Hollywood, because it's an industry, the rumor thing is an industry. Usually if something gets traction like that, it's probably true. You know what I mean?
Stuff doesn't exist at all. Now for the past 3 or 4 weeks in a row, yeah, where I was like, no.
Are we saying these names or no?
Yeah, so look,
you're fine. Like, yeah, we're doing it.
Matt Belinsky was on this morning on Ross Patterson Revolution, and he was the one who was telling me, and I was like, hey, man, here's the name that keeps popping up for me that I have a hard time believing.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, I've heard that, too. I've heard that for the past few months.
But doesn't he look like a fucking Uncle Touchy's Puzzle Basement tour director?
Dude,
he's America's dad.
No. Yes.
No, yeah, he's like, oh, he's, you know.
The size of his ears and nose make me think pedophile, to be honest.
Is there a correlation between ears
and
nose?
No, I think that's like basically phrenology, which is totally not real.
Yeah, yeah, right. the study of the bumps on the skull head.
Yeah, it's nonsense. But there is a study. There's actually a number of studies that show that the average human being can look at a person's face and tell, a male's face, and tell if they're gay or not. Like 83% accuracy picking gay males out of a lineup of people that are otherwise indistinguishable.
You and I were 100% today at lunch.
Yeah.
we had a lunch meeting today, and I 100% leaned over to these guys. They were having dirty martinis, and it was about noon.
Yeah,
Noon 30, right?
Yeah. A noon 30 martini?
Yeah, a noon 30 martini. A dirty martini.
No, it was like double dirties, and they were just chugging them.
Yeah, I mean,
like he's pouring the last sip of one into the next glass,
correct,
that kind of
really
situation.
Yeah. And so I was like, you know who used to do that back in the day? It's just a good old-fashioned gay man who doesn't care in about the middle of the afternoon. So I leaned over and I go,
he's not going to get bitched at by his wife when he goes home.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Like a straight guy can't get away with that, where it's just sure, like, oh, hey, he has to be with his boyfriend doing this right now in the middle of the afternoon. So I leaned over and I was like, hey, man, are you guys drinking dirty martinis at noon? And he goes, oh, yeah. Yeah, we both are. And he goes,
yeah,
but we're also going home together.
Yeah.
And they open mouth kiss in front of us. And I was like, oh, all right, we nailed it.
And then the waiter came over and just laid down on the table, took his pants. It was weird. It was a weird restaurant.
Huh.
Yeah.
It had a good
was
view
this
of the city.
Was this a strip club?
No, it was just a normal place.
Okay.
Normal place.
Yeah.
Normal.
But it's, you know, COVID. Yeah. COVID.
A $4,000 bill for lunch.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Because of COVID now, everybody's going to these extra steps. Mm. So, like, today's restaurant, not only did they have masks on, but then they had the face shield.
The welding mask?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they get the welding mask on top of it, and it's just like, hey, man, we're going to just double dip or whatever. So they come over and ask what you want.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, yeah. Like, I'm sorry, I can't.
Yeah.
Dan, you finally were just like, hey, man, speak the fuck up.
I don't want to be rude, but we've got shit to do. I need to get my
food
out.
You can't hear. You can't do anything.
My thing is, somebody needs to, like, fucking Elon Musk, what are you doing, guy? Create us a Darth Vader helmet for fucking waitstaff so you can hear what they're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Or Daft Punk. Like, how cool would Daft Punk be? Because it's like it's a passive microphone, so whenever you start talking, that's when it comes on, right? So they're not going to hear you breathing and shit. But as soon as you start talking, the passive microphone kicks in. Like a low level, like a 20% audio level of Daft Punk song where they're talking.
Oh, nice.
Be dope as fuck.
So that's what Dan wants.
I think Dan's the only one that wants that.
Hang on.
I don't even like Daft Punk.
But I started to warm to it because it was like, all right, if you're going to wear a mask and then the welding shields and all that other shit. By the way, the restaurant was packed.
Yeah.
No one else was wearing a face mask.
Yeah.
Outside
seating, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it's a rooftop.
A rooftop, okay.
So if you have a rooftop or you have outside seating, you're allowed to do it. Otherwise, you can't inside the restaurant. Still doesn't matter. It was still squared off, and there was fucking 900 of us in there.
Sure.
But if I had the waiter come up and just start singing, one more time, I would be fucking amped about it.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
So I think that's the next step of just wearing a robot head, and then you take that off. I'd rather be communicated through that than a dirty mask that was made by your child and then some form of welding mask over that.
Yeah, it's weird.
There was a few days where we could actually eat inside. We went to Casa Vega, Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
And they had gloves, the welding masks, they had huge mass with the vents, and then they brought us our utensils. It was plastic utensils, plastic plates. I was like,
what the fuck
are we doing here, man?
Yeah.
Why are they? Were they changing gloves every time they went to a different table? Because otherwise, those gloves are fucking pointless.
Yeah, I mean, I know that, but like, I don't think so.
Like, if a doctor doesn't go get kitted up for surgery, do heart surgery, and then walk over to the other thing, oh, I already got gloves on. It's cool. Let's get back in there. Right? That's not how that works.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Sorry, these things aren't fucking magical.
Yeah, yeah.
No, and it's all, man, it's all a crack of shit. And, you know, you and I were talking before we got on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
About the homeless and everything else. Like, there is a million other places to get COVID here. It is not going to be on the rooftop of a place that, you know, we had a $300 lunch at.
Exactly.
That's not the fucking place for it. So the reason why you're all kitted up for all this shit doesn't make any sense to me.
Sure.
But, you know, it is what it is. And I
want
to
know what it's like at Encore Beach Club in Vegas right now. Like, what are they doing? Because these women make their money by being hot. And
they're close.
Hanging out with Persian dudes.
No, they're done.
Yeah, they...
They're shut down.
They're on hiatus.
But are they going on the cruises still? Are the Instagram influencer women still going on the...
No, there's no cruises.
Yeah.
No.
But cruises, like out on the yachts, I mean.
Oh.
Like, are the Saudi princes still able to hire these American Instagram influencers to come
bang
them?
Yes, but they're shipping them overseas.
Like in Connexes and shit?
No, in private jets.
Oh, wow.
So this is a real thing.
Are you sure Wayfair's not involved?
We can fucking
somehow
talk about it. You're an influencer, right?
I don't identify as an influencer.
Yeah, but he's been banging fucking Persian dudes for years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but that's
how
fun.
How many Instagram followers do you have? You a lot?
Over 600. 600? Yeah.
It's at Vincent Marcus?
Yeah.
Great. Let's get him to 1 million. Let's get Vincent to 1 million.
Give me 2 million.
Your
man.
Shit is so fucking funny.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, you're one of the best there is. And
Thank you. But
a lot of these guys will just look at Instagram accounts online, pick out their favorite models, and then go through their representation. Because usually it has some form of like shitty management where it's oh, firebarns.org.
It's
you know?
angelfire.com management.
Angel Fire.
yeah. And so what they're doing is, it is like Tinder for rich people where they're just looking at their favorite Instagram
like,
models.
No. This next. this one here.
Wow. That's pretty close to a win-win, in my opinion.
Yeah.
As long as the women aren't getting abused, I mean, they're like in their fucking early 20s. So as long as they're not getting fucking beaten and thrown off the side of the ship, whatever the fuck, man.
They're not, but you still get to fuck like some fat Persian dude who's just got oil money.
Yeah, but there are women in America that are fucking like old white dudes that aren't even that rich.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or no, at least older white dudes. At least they're fucking stepping their game up and get that international money. You know
I mean? I guess.
It's important,
the international money.
Yeah, we're repatriating dollars.
That oil
right
money.
Now. We're bringing money back into the country. These women are patriots. They're heroes.
How do we keep America great if we're not spending here at home? It's every rich tycoon out there. Start buying influencers. Like,
yeah, for
stop
sure.
Buying, start America. Buying your influencer woman. Domestically.
Yes.
Yeah, stop. Enough of the Russian mail order bride. Let's get women from Iowa and shit.
Yeah.
Just get them out of there. Iowa doesn't even exist.
They don't exist. Idaho's going through coronavirus now for the first time.
Really?
Get the fucking girls off the potato fields.
Yeah.
And then get them.
Got that
is that
potato
a
farm
it,
grip strength.
They grow on trees or is it a field of potatoes?
No. They grow on the ground.
Oh, they're on the ground. Yeah.
That's why it's called a root vegetable because
get them. Jesus. Stop digging
how
potatoes.
How do you not know how a potato is growing, dude?
Never saw it.
You know what? Same. I don't.
You cut off slices of the potato and throw it into the ground. That's it. And you
really?
Put fertilizer on it. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Potato is its own seed. Those little eyes that grow out of it when it gets old.
Yeah.
Those are the seeds, baby.
Interesting.
You learn something new every day, don't you?
Well, this is something you should have
learned. Something you should have learned.
Like in the third grade, you should have known this.
I don't think I remember covering this, though.
No.
Where did you grow?
I remember
you
grew
up here in California, right?
Cursive. And
does anybody even know how to write in cursive anymore?
I was thinking, dude.
I do.
I mean, I know how to write in cursive.
Yeah,
I do. But like,
I wrote a check the other day.
Do our kids being taught cursive today?
I hope not. What's the fucking point?
It's a great question. So my kid is 6. He just went through kindergarten.
Sure.
So he's learning normal letters, not cursive yet.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that step is going to happen.
No, cursive is fucking completely useless.
Yeah, that's like teaching someone how to write with a feather pen.
Yeah, like the English were like, oh, let's make it look cool. Now get the fuck out of here. We threw your tea in the harbor, bitch, and I'm writing in print. Get fucked.
Yeah.
We fought a war over this.
Fuck
it was
your
all
tea
about
and
writing
fuck your handwriting.
I don't want your goddamn metric system bullshit. Get out of here.
Yeah, I think you have to know it just out of like safety of like, oh, hey, if the world shuts down for like another Y2K, can you write to people and shit like that?
Why do you need to write in cursive, though?
I don't know. I just feel like that's the classier, like, more business way of doing it.
No, the business way is to not draw dicks all over the paper, which is what I usually do.
Sure. Sure.
If you get a piece of paper from me without a dick on it, that is the most professional you can expect from me.
Wow. You're a serial dick drawer.
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Every dude is. Every human being is. It's not even dudes, it's women too. Ask any person that's over the age of 12, male or female, and probably don't ask a 12-year-old girl to draw a dick, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Unless you
want to
fucking hang out with Chris D'Elia. So,
ooh,
hey,
boy.
I'm not the one that did
it, bro.
Man.
Boy.
No, it actually seems like he didn't technically do it.
You know, Vince does it, Chris D'Elia.
Hey. Yeah, for sure, bro. Hey. Didn't know how old she was, bro. You know? Hey. Yo, but it's weird, man. Like, when I first saw that come out, I was like, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait for the facts.
He's definitely a douchey dude, but I don't think, like, it doesn't seem like he did anything illegal, right?
No, I think, so yeah, he's always had the reputation of being, like, some sort of, like, Lothario ladies' man type of hedonistic lifestyle living person.
Sure.
But I think he's smart enough not to do that. So, like, I don't know if you saw, but his team released something in response to this girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, she was like, oh, no. She only included one part of the conversation being like, oh,
right,
I'm 16.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she didn't include his response was like, oh, sorry, you're too young. I got to go.
Yeah. Right.
So like all his agents and everything dropped him because of that shit. But now it's all this is seeing the light now of him responding.
Yeah, it's super fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, people are so like reactive on a headline, dude.
Like, buddy fucking dropped him. I mean, his agents and managers fired him.
It's because he's a white dude.
All of his friends.
It's because he's a white dude. Nick Cannon still got a job.
You know, he's got Masked Singer.
Yeah,
he's got Masked Singer.
Like, that's unfucking believable.
How
this guy still has a job?
I don't know.
It's
he's
crazy.
Got Masked Singer, but Viacom? Viacom.
Yeah, Viacom.
Viacom
dropped
CBS
him.
Dropped him from
everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So is Viacom MT Wild and Out?
They
Viacom?
Are. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So Viacom owns all that shit. VH1, MTV,
sure.
Comedy Central, Nickelodeon. So I mean, it's a bunch of his shit over the years.
Sure.
But the only one who said no was Fox. They were like, no, we believe his apology.
And
we,
good for them,
fine.
Because it seems like he didn't actually, I mean, look, if you want to judge a guy for being a shitty husband, maybe you can fire him. Or if you want to judge him for being a poon hound, but that's like you're getting rid of every dude that's ever existed in Hollywood.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Or every stand-up comedian that's ever joked about, like, oh, the Jews run this. You know, it's a running joke. The stereotype obviously might have said it.
You can joke about it.
You joke about it, but
you can't say it. Like,
yeah, dude, and that's the problem with today, dude. Like, no one cares about intent anymore. No one gives a fuck about intent. It's just content. You take it out of context. Everything.
You have to be able to determine the difference, though, because what Nick Cannon did is basically a hard R. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't say a soft A. He went hard R with his fucking description of the Jewish conspiracy shit.
Sure,
you can definitely dance around that issue. Jewish comedians have been talking about that for fucking 60 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've been making fun of that forever.
Yeah.
Right. Right? And so has everybody else. Fucking Richard Pryor used to land at that shit all the time.
Sure.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, so Nick Cannon, I think he deserves to be canceled. Chris D'Elia, I don't know. The weird thing about his whole sitch to me is that his friends didn't call back. Like, there was another podcast that I was listening to where a friend of Chris D'Elia's had said Whitney Cummings, you know, who put him on the show and everything else, had originally reached out to him and said, look, here's my lawyer. Here's how to take care of all this and blah, 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 blah. And then 2 days later, turned around and dropped a statement and just saying, I stand with women and I fucking hate this and blah, blah, blah. And whoa.
This is the world we live in. You have to go fucking 100 miles that way or 100 miles that way to be relevant and feel accepted in society, right? It's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you can't not take a position on something. Like,
what do you not care about people?
Like,
no, I'm just kind of this. Like, they're like, what? Pick a side. Pick the right side. Yeah. Pick my side.
Be on the right side of history. Yeah. Why don't you get on the right side of this dick? Yeah. How about that?
Ooh, well, right side of the dick, dude.
Yeah. The right side of the dick. There you go.
We high five.
I'm so used to COVID.
No, we're not doing any of
that.
No.
We're
COVID bumping. We touch
hands.
We're going to fucking intertwine fingers. We're going to curl our dicks together like that medical alert bracelet.
Yeah. Goddamn right. Two snakes wrapped up, dude.
Is that like what is that symbol? Is it just
it's for medicine. It's like two snakes.
Yeah, it's like two snakes on a pole.
Yeah.
I think you're good like that.
Snakes on a pole.
I have no
idea. What I don't understand is why he didn't do a podcast or do somebody else's podcast or go on Rogan to explain what was going on. If he's innocent, right?
You mean D'Elia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silence.
Why?
Silence is usually not.
I know. But
Justin Bieber was 2 days afterwards, if you remember this. And Justin Bieber immediately said, fuck you, this isn't true, hired lawyers, and he's suing the shit out of that girl.
Sure.
So that's the difference there. Where
maybe
like,
D'Elia is doing that too. Maybe he's weighing his options
I mean, he might be just, I don't know. If he was a creeper and tried to groom underage girls, fuck him, right?
Right.
Well,
but
if
also, if he didn't, he might be just chilling, laying low, getting the advice of his super rich, successful producer father.
Yeah.
And just being like, you know, he's pretty well connected in
Hollywood.
Like, I'm wondering if that's the best move or I don't know.
Who's his dad?
His dad did, I want to say, oh my God. I know he produced, what was it? How to Get Away with Murder, I think.
Really?
Ah, well.
I think maybe
it's a pretty successful show.
Yeah,
yeah,
very
you
successful.
Definitely sit down with the writers for a minute, you know, and be like, hey, man.
Yeah.
How can we get a... So,
you know what?
I got a little problem.
I want to fact check that real quick, because I want to make sure that... Because if that is actually true, I think that's pretty funny.
if it is, that would be amazing. I'm I've got a problem here.
Don't you think...
Dad...
Don't you think if there were a litany of fucking 16 and 17-year-old girls out there that fucked Chris D'Elia or sent him nudes and he knew their age and all this shit,
they'd
be coming out of the fucking woodworks in the press right now? Because it always happens like that.
Yeah.
One domino falls and everybody. And look, you could make the argument that, like, no, they're going through the courts, they're keeping it private. None of these, like, if you're a fucking 16, 17-year-old girl and your parents allow you to fucking do all this shit, your parents aren't fucking good parents.
Yeah. No.
You know what I mean? That's just how it is. So they're not fucking, there's no way they're keeping it silent. They're on, they think they're the next mom of Honey Boo Boo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's
oh,
here's my kid. Fucking do what you want. Give me some money. Hell yeah. By the way, did you see that article 2 weeks ago that her mom, Honey Boo Boo's mom, had a $2,500 a day meth habit?
Yeah.
You know how much methamphetamine that's?
A lot of meth.
Wow, that's like almost a half an ounce of meth a day.
And she still was that big.
Well, she got smaller.
She got skinny.
Oh yeah. Okay.
She got skinny. So.
Well, I wouldn't say skinny. She looks like if Bigfoot got shaved and all his skin stretched out. That's what she looks like now.
Okay.
And she walks like that too. So
yeah.
It makes
but
sense.
She lost like two people. She lost like 300 pounds.
Yeah, I saw the last episode or like the last 10 minutes of that like fat to fit or whatever.
Yeah.
So, dude, let me show you Bill D'Elia. This is his dad, Bill D'Elia.
Yeah.
So we got. The Feud, Courthouse, Chicago Hope, Ally McBeal, Miracles, The Practice, Boston Legal,
oh shit,
American Animal, Wonder Woman TV, Harry's Law, Crazy Ones. So he's
so done. He got in one of those streamlines.
Holy shit! So he produced those.
Yeah, his
what's homeboy's name from Chicago Fire?
Oh, shit, Michael Brandt.
Yeah,
he's, Brandt. He created that show. He's been on this show before.
That's
we called
like
the show Chicago Everything because he created Chicago MD, Chicago Fire, and then the third Chicago show. What are they fucking? Doctors or lawyers or whatever it is. And then now they cross over, and I'm like, hey, man, what's with Chicago? Like,
but
if they did a show where kids were getting murdered every day,
they should make
I'd
a Wire type. HBO should make a Wire type show in Chicago. Why is never.
They did. So Showtime did it. It's called The Chi. It's out right now.
Is it any good?
It's very good.
Really?
Very good. Yeah.
I've seen it.
That sounds. I would totally watch that.
It's really fucking good, but it's one of those where you watch it and you're like, oh, man, it's heavy.
What's it like in Chicago,
heavy,
organized crime-wise? Is it like that, or is it something else going
on? No, it's south side of Chicago, so it's pretty much inner city, like that type of vibe where you're just like, all right. Yeah.
The inner city vibe.
People are getting killed. And
Yeah, but
it's not the fun like Chicago Wrigley, like fat guys getting drunk
vibe.
Eating sausage.
Yeah, but there's a lot of fucking organized crime in Chicago.
I think there is,
like
too.
In the Wicker Park area, there's a bunch of fucking Polish organized crime. It's weird as shit. Like, who the fuck knew Polish organized crime was even a thing? I didn't know they were even.
He didn't know potatoes grew under the ground.
That's no,
true. Neither did I. Neither so you're, you want to talk about Polish organized crime?
Yeah,
you know, you're the guy.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird in Chicago.
It is.
And the aldermen there they're like the city councilors. Essentially, they have immense power in their districts. They're almost like sheriffs and shit.
I will say that I have gone to Chicago, and I will say that I went to someone's place that owned a bar, and the rumor was that the guy was connected, either mob
probably,
or some or whatever you're talking about, organized crime. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So yeah, that's a thing. I mean, at least my experience, I did go to some place like that when I was
really
doing, I was doing some pilot out there, but yeah.
No shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, it wasn't like, hey, you know, come over here, sit down.
Do you think The Sopranos like ruined mob shows? Like, can anybody make a successful mob show again?
It's tough.
Because that's the thing you're going to be judged against forever.
And when you have something that great and you're up against that forever, if it doesn't live up to that, like, The Irishman is a perfect example.
Yeah.
It came out, like, because of Sopranos, and I watched The Irishman, and even though it was, you know, Scorsese and De Niro and all these guys, it didn't have as much... stakes, I guess, is The Sopranos.
Sure.
I was just bored to death, man. It was 3 hours and I watched it.
3 hours and 15, something like that.
Yeah. It was one of those movies you watch and you're like, oh man, that was really good.
It'll pull you.
Never watch that again.
You're like, I appreciate that.
But
no one will
talk to you about it in the streets either. Of like, oh man, did you see The Irishman?
Yeah. Well, here's what everybody talked about. You start to get pulled into the story and all of a sudden you see Bobby D, who's like 7,000 years old, kicking some dude in the street. And it looks like he's about to have to fucking hit his life alert bracelet. You know what I mean?
The CGI was crazy in that movie.
Yeah, it was almost distracting for me.
It was,
It was distracting.
It was like Uncanny Valley kind of situation.
Yeah. Like, it looked like I was watching a video game. Like,
it's what my wife said,
How good video game graphics have gotten versus to how the age progression or degression, whatever they were doing.
Yeah.
It looks like a video game. It looked like, that was interesting.
It's crazy. I want to talk about you on America's Got Talent, dude.
Yeah, man.
That was fucking huge, man.
Yeah, it was pretty insane.
Because I saw it on your Instagram, and I thought it was a joke.
And I love when people fucking first get into it.
Like, dude, I thought you were a joke, bro.
No, not that. But you're always doing cool shit at all these famous places, I feel like, that I felt like maybe you were co-hosting or something like that. And I was like, oh, you're on the fucking show, dude.
Yeah, on the show. Yeah.
And you crushed.
Thanks, I like when people get introduced to your talent for the first time. I like seeing that because it's like, they're like, oh, this guy kind of does impressions and shit. Like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I've seen this before, but it's really fucking not like anything you've seen before. If you guys haven't seen him, you should go check his shit out.
Yeah, the
impressions are great, but the writing and style and flow is also really good too. Yeah. Like, you've got both. Any idiot, like fucking Frank Caliendo, could do impressions.
Yeah,
but he could not do what you do, and maybe you couldn't do what he does either. But he certainly couldn't do what you do.
Sure,
but there is a great place for it. And like, dude, I love impressionists, and it's difficult to do, and it's hard to be good at it, as you've seen. Like, I'm sure everybody comes up and they have their own impressions, and you're like, oh Christ.
Yeah, no, a lot of it was like, you know, people like, oh hey, can you do a Family Guy impression for my Snapchat or whatever? Can you do a Family Guy impression for this?
Put that shit on Cameo, son.
Yeah. No, I'm on Cameo too. It's been pretty pretty sick. Yeah. man, it was a really good. I'm still on the show.
I know you're still on the show. So
yeah,
let me ask you what the process was like, because you were there what appeared to be pre-COVID.
So
it was packed.
Yeah, it was packed.
It looked like they hold maybe 2,000 or 3,000 people in that place.
Is it that big? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And so you go up on stage, right?
Yeah.
Terry Crews is back there with you. And then you go up and it's Simon fucking Cowell.
Yeah.
How trippy is that, where you're like, man.
It was pretty trippy. I will say, I got paired up with this guy who was on the show with me as well. And he got X'd out right in front of me.
Uh-huh.
So like before going on stage, I saw him get X'd out, and like I was like, all right. And they were like dabbing my head of sweat, and they're like, oh, we need Vincent over here in the back. We need to do some B-roll. He's like, no, he's going on in 30 seconds. And so all this chatter was happening, and I saw my vision start to go like tunnel vision. I was like, oh fuck, dude, I'm gonna pass out. And I feel I feel this large, comforting hand on my shoulder. It was Terry Crews. He goes, I got you. Don't worry. And I was like, okay.
He's like, just breathe, man. Just breathe. That dude takes.
And I was like, okay, yeah. Immediately, I felt fine. When Terry Crews has your back, you're fine.
I feel like he takes, you know, vitamin B injections, right? I feel like he eats his cereal with that in the morning.
Yeah.
Like he just fills a bowl up with that shit and dumps his fucking Frosted Flakes on top and has at it. I think that's how it is.
That's a great man. Terry Crews. Did he already do it?
He's so excited and positive all the time.
Yeah, man. No, he was like, he was such an awesome dude. Like, such an awesome dude just to chill and hang out with. He's like, hey, Vincent, how are you, man? Just very, like, very into you, very, like, but when he put his hand on my shoulder, he's like, don't worry, man, I got you. Breathe. And I was like, he could see that I was nervous, visibly nervous. But once he did that, it all went away, and I went out there and just killed it, dude. It's fun.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen it, Vincent went out, you did stand up, you did impressions.
Yeah.
Did you close with Eminem?
So no, I didn't do stand up. I just did basically what I do online, just like impressions of like I did rapper scene kid songs.
Mm. Yes,
so
that's
I did,
it.
So
that's
I started
it.
With Eminem, then I went to Snoop Dogg, then I went to what was it? Snoop Dogg. Oh, Pitbull. Then
Pitbull. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. Pitbull, then I think like the Rapper's Delight.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
Ha, that motherfucker right there.
Yeah.
So that, and then closed with Eminem again.
Yeah.
But at the end, I was like, yo, Simon, what do you think of the rhyming, dog? I'm out. And then Simon, I put my hand up. I don't know why I did that. Dude, it was a weird moment to me because, like, I was like, I just finished it. I was like, oh, fuck, I actually did nail this. So I was like, ugh. I did the hand. I was like, oh, wait, maybe.
are you, am I black? Are yeah, we allowed like, to do that?
Like, it's like you're going to get like fucking James Harden. He wears a t-shirt. He thinks it's cool. And everybody's like, what are you fucking making a political statement?
Is oh, that, no, it wasn't.
The mask.
Oh, it was the
it
mask.
Was
the
mask.
Yeah. It was like, I didn't know what the line mask. I didn't know what the fuck that meant.
The weird thing is you called it.
I knew exactly
the
what
day before he goes, when he goes, shit, he goes, guarantee you didn't know what that fucking mask meant.
Yeah, he just thought it looked cool.
So you,
which is fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
The dude, yeah, it's fine.
And it's fine if he wants to support police or fucking wear a...
All of it blew over. Nobody gave a shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's bigger things to worry about.
Yeah. So
yeah,
afterwards...
Like all of Hollywood and D.C. raping children.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that. And with that, we'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah. We will
and also about raping
that.
Children.
A word from our sponsors.
Definitely
want
to hear about Vincent on America's Got Talent. But Dan, Jesus. Save the rape for the end of the show.
Save the rape for the end, dude.
So you go out there, you crush... Simon Cowell and all those guys like are giving you praise.
Yeah, man. So Simon, all them stood up. And so when I got out there, I started to do Eminem. Like the 3 seconds, everyone stood up, which was insane to me because like I didn't know how it was going to be. Well, if it was going to be well
received. You do the best Eminem impression I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Ever. Like, ever.
It's not even close. It's honestly, I've never heard anyone even come close to
appreciate
that.
Appreciate that. So it was well received and they stood up. And at the very end, you know, I did that for some reason. Again, I don't know why I did that. I just felt
because you won the 72 Olympics, brother.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, man. But then, Simon, they all stood up and they all sat down. And then Simon said, "You have star quality." And I was like, "Wow, dude, thank you."
Yeah,
yeah. And Howie was just like, "How does it feel? You're up on stage. How does it feel? It's better than likes, right? Better. It's good to have good feedback, honest feedback from people, right?" And I was like. Yeah, it really is. He was just like, how he's in your face. He's just like really loud and, you know, but then, went to Heidi, was like, I just want to see what you're going to do next. I just want to see what you're going to do next. I'm excited for you. And then, who else? Oh, and then,
that should be
so
next,
Sophia Vergara, she was like, they didn't put this in the show, as a fun fact. She goes, Vincent, where are you from? And I was like, oh, I'm like half Mexican. She goes, that's why you're so cute. But they didn't put that in the show. And then like Simon's like, oh, looks like you have an admirer, Vincent. Like very.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was like.
Can you
I was
get
like,
the raw video from that and put it on your dating profile?
I know. That'd be sick, right?
Yeah, it's good.
No.
You,
But yeah, like when I was doing the pit bull, like when everyone stood up, I was like, oh, I'm relaxed now. I'm fine.
Yeah.
So like I didn't have it in my head. But when I was doing pit bull, I was like doing dances and I pointed to Sofia Vergara. And she's like this, like doing all this shit. And I was like, all right, that's cool. You know? But yeah, so it was a good time, man. Overall, it was really well received, you know. I haven't told this to anybody actually, but after the show, I went to the holding area for contestants.
Mm-hmm.
This I'd say 60, 65 year old guy, dressed in a leather jacket, comes up to me. He's like, "Hi, mate. Simon wants to see you." You know,
really?
So it was like Simon's like
handler,
roadie, or like handler, but it's like, man, Simon wants to see
it's
you.
Probably a former SAS guy or something. Knowing Simon, it's probably a military dude that's fucking cruising.
Could be
with his bodyguard.
Yeah. I don't know, but he took me backstage. My producer and that guy took me backstage. Mm. Simon was out there having a smoke,
yep.
You know, just hanging out, and he was just like, "Vincent, thank you so much for doing the show. Thank you, so talented. You're very. If there's a spot for you in Vegas, I know it." Like he just pulled me aside.
Really?
And I was like, yeah. He was talking to me. He was like, dude, he was like, I'm really happy to have you on the show. So it was really, really cool for him to pull me aside like that.
That's a good. Can you do Angry Simon too? Because that's a good impression.
I thought that was absolutely dreadful. I mean, that's just like, that's not about
he doesn't
angry.
Get heated. Yeah,
yeah he doesn't really get heated. It's like,
he just
that's
says
terrible.
Horrible things with a straight face.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, dude, so like he pulled me aside and he said that. And the producer's like, that never happens. So good for you.
That's amazing,
that's
man.
Amazing. Yeah, man. And he's the general. He owns the whole thing.
That's
he
not does. Surprising. Yeah. Though, honestly, again, particularly the Eminem thing. I've never heard anyone get all like you do all three Eminems too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you that video you made about the progression of Eminem.
That was
fucking great.
I remember I did that in JT's. Well, the first one I ever did was the Vine in JT's old place in
El
Paso.
Yeah. Would you mind?
No,
I know you probably hate it.
No.
We love it. Yeah.
The stage one's like this. Talks with like with the whisper. When it starts to get pissed off, then it starts to go back to Slim Shady. But then it starts to get really pissed off and starts to scream. And that's it. That's really all it is. It's not that much. That's all it is. It's really. Yeah, but it's like he says when Eminem's talking about something important, it's like, yo, I'm gonna talk to you like this really quickly. And then it just progresses over time. You know,
it's very
like,
good.
Yeah, man.
Oh, so good.
It's very good. Yeah. So, have you ever auditioned for SNL?
Honestly. No.
Because you seem like you would be a really good candidate for something like that.
Sure, yeah. I'm actually going to submit next year. I don't know if I'm too old. I don't think that's...
How old are you?
I'm 32.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
So they hired Mikey Day and, oh shit, they hired Les Dog.
Yeah,
and
Leslie
she
Jones.
Was fucking 50.
She was 49 when they hired her.
Yeah, you're fine. I've never been a fan of her or stand up or anything.
It's,
and I was
it
just
seemed,
like,
it's just very one dimensional, but it's funny. When it's funny, it's super funny.
Yeah.
Not to me.
I love the one with the You Could Never Do Today.
Yeah.
With Louie and her. Did you see that skit?
Oh, yeah.
When Louie was like, hey, what's up, baby? And he's like, I talk like that. I just talk like that. You know? Oh,
only
Louie so
could get
good.
Away with that, and that was pre-Jackoff.
That's because Louie won a fucking Emmy writing for Chris Rock, so he's got lifetime coverage, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, well,
that's basically like life insurance for the racial shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's got a lifetime membership pass.
When he goes on, he writes his own sketches and shit like that, where he's like, all right, let's push it.
Yeah.
Whereas everybody else can't do that.
Yeah.
He was one of the, I mean, I guess still
hit
is.
Him, probably. Chappelle,
did you
so, there's a few
talented.
Other guys.
Did you watch his recent special?
On his channel?
Yes.
No, and I'm curious
I bought it and downloaded it.
So
I was
here's the deal. For anybody at home who doesn't know, Louis C.K. actually put out a brand new special, but he was only selling it through his website, and I believe it was $7. Was that
something
right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't care what it was. I bought it. I was like...
How was it? A lot of people were asking.
Dude, it was amazing.
I haven't seen it. So my understanding, I've heard from fans that he like kind of talks about the shit that happened, right?
Yeah, he does.
Like he just goes
I can't do the bits, but I will say he said something to the effect of, so, how was your guys' year? You know
really?
What I mean? Like,
have
you ever had a bad year and just everyone hate you? You just had the whole world hate you. It just something. He just goes into it. It's really cool. And he mentioned something about jerking off too. It's fucking great, dude. Like
I've got to get it now. I didn't know if it would be watered down or whatever. Because when Aziz Ansari came back, after the Me Too, he talked about it at the opening, and then the rest of his act wasn't. It was dulled down.
Yeah. He's like, I'm sorry. Yes. I did it. I'm sorry. You know, it happened. We're gonna move on.
But
and then you know, he just it was like it opened with an apology.
Yes.
What I did was wrong. I'm sorry. And then he just kind of did. Hey, so what's the deal with airline food? It's like, well, okay, yeah, I get it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Aziz Ansari. He's great.
Yeah,
but
he's
like,
good.
You're right. When he opened with the apology, I was like. Okay.
He should have done it.
It's hard to get into
comedy. He should have done it through his comedy.
Yeah,
that's what
either that or it should have done it in a separate avenue.
Either way,
I
could see both. But if you're fucking local deli pissed you off, the guy gives you a free sandwich, that makes sense as an apology.
Well,
if a comedian does something to make me angry, I want him to use his fucking device to apologize as well, because that's how he communicates most naturally with the world. That's why he does that job. That makes sense.
Absolutely. And I think. He never said anything prior to the release of the stand-up, did he?
No, he had his statement. And
I think
that
was a PR
stock standard.
Yeah,
it was your stock standard, you know, hey.
I'm taking some time to reflect.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to learn about women better and all this other shit. And it's just
sorry.
Like, cause to me.
I'm going to reflect.
Yeah, because I went on air the next day, and I just said, look, man, there's a lot of people that you need to listen to and believe in and all this other shit. And I was like, this isn't one of them.
I was like,
this was a really, it was a bad date that was awkward that every single one of us have been through.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I didn't feel like it was a need for him to apologize. Him and there was two others, Chris Hardwick and Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, yeah, Ryan
where
Seacrest.
Where I was just like the Chris Hardwick one, it was dating this girl for 7 years.
Yeah.
She was like, he just loved having sex. And sometimes I would just lay there and it was like, well, I mean, you guys are dating for 7 years. Like, I've done worse shit to my wife. Like,
seriously, at what point... How does consent play out 7 years into a relationship? Obviously,
I mean,
if she says no, it's no.
You can't.
But if she's asleep.
Well, if they don't give consent, you can't do it.
Yeah, you can't ever
right?
do that.
No, I got that part.
He's like, what? How,
but wait, what does that mean? If you both, like, there have been cases where two people come home, black the fuck out, that don't know each other, they bang, and then the woman, like, has a problem with what happened there, right?
Sure.
And there's a. It's very nuanced, that whole situation. All I'm saying is, let's say you're married for 10 years. Like, how much do I have to ask before I just slip it in?
So, Dan, when you were talking about raping children in Hollywood earlier, this is where you're going down that road.
I'm going to go?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
It's the end of our careers, everyone.
So we're going to have to make an apology video after this too, right?
Yeah, no, all of us.
I am completely
for Dan.
I am completely serious about this.
I understand
that. We know that.
It's pretty much just a no on anything.
Yeah,
like that's a good one to
like,
go with.
How
on
long
there?
Before I could just slip it in and not ask?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you've never woken up next to a wife or girlfriend and she's still asleep and you start fucking her, you've never done that. Don't lie, because you've definitely done it. Every one of us has done it.
You know, I've
but there's
asked
a level
of like, hey, are
there.
You awake?
No, you don't.
Are you awake?
I get consciousness, yeah. You know, you get consciousness, you know.
Yep.
Do a life check, hit her with a temporal scanner to make sure she doesn't have COVID.
You got to get a mirror in there, so there's got to be some breathing, something's going on.
Or a slight...
That's all.
A nod? Just a heavy nose.
Blink if you mean yes.
You know? A heavy exhale with a nose
inhale,
and a nod.
And then, if they inhale, it's a no, but they have to exhale, and I think that's the whole...
Or if they're just sleeping. Maybe don't.
Yeah, you still got to get a verbal out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not somebody breathing on a mirror.
Like,
is that
this
verbal?
New to me.
No, Dan. No. You're headed down the Me Too road, my man. But I can't go on that party train.
No,
with
I get.
I'm getting off here. I'm like this.
Mine's in. I put mine in the prenup, right?
Yeah. Like, well, you have to.
You agree to all my weird shit at the end.
Sure.
Get fucked.
Yeah. Well, with this one, they were just dating, and it was like maybe a first or second date for him. So
you're talking about Hardwick?
No, talking about Aziz Ansari.
Oh yeah.
And so that one wasn't good enough for me.
Sure.
The Ryan Seacrest one was like, it's Seacrest. He's probably gay. Like, there's no way. Yeah. He doesn't have time to fuck.
He
would have to have his assistant schedule something like 9 weeks out for him to have sex. So like.
That one
kind of blew over as well. And then
Louis C.K., did he do anything wrong?
So that's the biggest question that everybody has, right?
It's the same issue with Dan Harmon from fucking Rick and Morty. He didn't rape anybody. I don't think he sexually assaulted anybody. Even like, I don't think he sexually harassed anybody technically, not directly. What the problem is he didn't understand his power as a like famous person or a person. In Harmon's case, he was the fucking owner and producer of the show and writer of the show, and he was like hitting on this woman that was one of his subordinates all the time.
Oh, okay.
And she said later that she felt pressured to do stuff with him or hang out with him or whatever because he was her boss. Now, he didn't understand that his role in that, I guess. And I think Louis C.K. probably, at least according to the apology he gave, he's like, yeah, I didn't really, like, I asked people genuinely, like, hey, do you mind if I fucking jerk off in front of you? But they felt compelled to say yes because of who I am, and I didn't understand that at the time. That's a whole other fucking situation.
Sure.
That I don't think you can get you should get canceled for if you admit that that was the problem and that you were fucked up at the time, right?
Yeah.
Because that's not intent matters, like you said before.
Yeah.
Fucking matters. And if your intent was just to be a fucking weirdo, that's fine.
Like, yeah.
You just misunderstood.
Hey, is my
favorite
jerk off on you?
Yeah.
What if you just watched?
Did he say that in the show?
Well, no, I don't think he said. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to even do his bits. I'm just doing his voice, kind of. But like, I don't think. Like I think what had happened was he'd asked for consent to jerk off in front of girls, right?
Yeah.
And he did, and that was it, right?
Yeah, that's what
Jesse's been ranting for 2 years about that phone one. Like, just hang the goddamn phone up.
Just hang the phone up. The woman who was on the phone, she was like, he jacked off when I was on the phone. And it was just like, why didn't you just hang up the phone? I don't understand.
Like
she was like, then we had a 40-minute conversation afterwards about, you know, notes on a show. It was like, cool, you could have just said, hey, you want to call me back? Or
you want to call me back when you're done?
Yeah.
And how do you broach? Like, see, I pound off every time I'm on the phone, but I don't ever bring it up.
You can't.
How would you? How do you broach that subject with a, particularly when it's, you know, a business call?
If it's your kink, I mean, you're gonna ask, because that's the only way you can get off, where it's just like, all right, cool. They have to know that I'm doing this,
just
and that's what's going to go down.
As long as they're awake.
What if you put one, one of those really fast caveats, like they used to do with the drug commercials back in the day? You know what I mean?
Side effects.
Yeah.
But
right at the beginning.
Your answering service plays that message, and then you answer the phone. Well, the fucking service said it. You can find it on my website.
Yeah.
At LouisCK.
Side effects may include being subjected to ejaculate.
Exactly. What? I'm sorry, was that job loss?
Side effects may include being subjected to ejaculate. What? Excuse me. Interesting. Sold. That's crazy.
And job loss. Speaking of which, we're going to lose our sponsors after the show, so we might as well say them one more time before we get thrown off the air.
Yeah, why not?
GhostBed.com/drinking bros. If you are a member of the military, a first responder, a teacher, and an employee of the government, they're giving you 30% off every single thing in the entire store. Mattresses, pillows, sheets, adjustable bases, that cover, if you're going to get Louis C.K. on someone. I'd get that cover because you don't want to ruin the mattress. If you're a regular civilian like myself, 25% off of everything. And every time you get a mattress, you get two free pillows. As always, they got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. So go there today and get them deals. A lot of people are still quarantined. Here, there's no fucking traffic. Everybody's still quarantined. It's fucking crazy. I my only thought is that people have to be indoors. Fucking.
Well, yeah. They're indoors in tents on the side of the road.
True.
Fucking yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In
yeah.
places that I never thought I would see homeless
people. Me neither. Sure. Me neither.
There's there's a couple homeless people that have been setting up shop.
Yeah. That's for D'Anthony, yes. Slide that over.
Oh, for Dan. Oh.
You want a little white cloth?
Well
there
one.
It
yeah.
is. Yeah.
Peer pressure. We did it. All this talk about
Jesse, I'll take one too.
All this talk about ejaculate. Now he needs a cloth.
Yeah. you need a little of that jack off juice. Go to KillcliffCBD.com.
Good thing they're not a sponsor.
Have you had the CBD from Killcliff?
I have not.
Oh, it's a Moz.
It's the best.
25 milligrams of CBD in every single can. With the promo code Drinking Bros, you get 20% off and free shipping. That is a big deal. There is no THC in there, so you will not piss hot on a drug test. Fuck, man, we drink a can literally every single night. We're in LA, and I didn't take it with me, and I feel a little off at night. I'm not gonna lie, feel a little off. Go to KillcliffCBD.com today. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you 20% off and free shipping. Last but not least, we've got GetRoman.com. /drinking bros. Get your fucking boner on.
Dick pills.
Yeah, you take nice, any boner dude. Pills?
No, I haven't.
You should recreationally.
Man.
Recreationally? Like, I do it before every major meeting I have just to establish dominance. I walk in with a full-on razor.
Yep.
And if anybody says anything about it, I'm like, hey, let's keep it professional.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I take it to establish dominance at a meeting.
Yeah. Why would you not do that? What else does he even use these things for?
Now,
what
if you're in Hollywood.
For boning, bitch.
If you're in Hollywood. Chances are you're using GetRoman.com /drinkingbros. Hopefully they're above age, like Dan was talking about earlier.
Hey, look, us talking about it, we're not the ones that did it, okay?
Sure.
No, not at all.
Let's
not
blame
at all.
Those guys.
Not at
we're
all.
Just making no. jokes here.
Did not rape anybody.
I did not rape that woman.
I did not rape.
And again, just
but
like
I did take a few flights on the Lolita Express.
Yeah, oh, there it was.
Fans of the show know that I've been against rape since the very beginning.
Yes. Yeah. Before it was trendy, you were against rape.
Before rape was trending, you're the anti-rape.
OG, anti-rape guy. Yeah. I like how Vincent had to look directly in the camera and just say, no, man, I have never raped anybody. I do not believe in the rapes.
I did not rape.
go to GetRoman.com. /drinking bros today. Free doctor visit. So it's just like 5 questions. That's it. Free shipping in 48 hours. Those boner pills will be in your mailbox like ASAP, dude.
Yeah, you're looking at fucking 4 to 5 days, man.
/drinking bros.
You get on to do a quiz 4 to 5 days later, you're fucking bone hard.
Yeah, dude. That thing is coming out of its skin.
You're walking around downtown LA with fucking gray sweatpants on a little fucking
goddamn
like
right.
The homeless population, you're pitching your own tent.
Yeah,
like,
you
are.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pitch your own tent. GetRoman.com.
Pitch your own tent. GetRoman.com. We were talking about SNL earlier.
Yeah.
That audition process, did they tell you what it is?
I think it's like three characters,
three impressions, three original characters.
It used to be that. I think it was like, now it's like 5 minutes of just like whatever you can squeeze in.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So who,
I think, oh my God.
Who is your top three? It's got to be Eminem. It's got
to
be one
of
them, right?
Eminem. But see, the one thing that's hard is like, I guess I could play it, especially like, you know, they have to.
Yeah.
Like a lighter
guy. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Are you describing white face right now?
I don't know, man.
Is that worse?
Am I going to make an apology after this? I feel like everything now is, it's you're going to have to say sorry for it.
I think because he's got a beard. Yeah, I think we could whiten your face up and you're fine. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the same
wear the same fucking sunblock that Mark Zuckerberg was wearing this
weekend.
Dude.
Yeah, you're fine.
He's pretty thick, dude. Did you see that?
Yeah, he's looking good.
Well,
he's looking good.
Quarantine.
Yeah.
Quarantine.
Quarantine got the squat game going.
He's a billion. He's a billionaire with a fucking probably $100 million gem in his house.
Bezos is on steroids. Why not, dude? Fuck it.
Yeah.
You can beat the world when you're that rich.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Who's your twosy threesies and impressions then? Who you put on that tape?
So I've been like, I think I actually did this one for you last time. They wanted to do political, like they obviously want to gear towards political.
Yes.
Yeah. So I do a little bit of Ben Shapiro here and there. A little bit of Ben. Mm.
Bust out your Ben Shapiro. That'd be a great one for the show.
Yeah. The fact that you guys are not subscribed to Drinking Bros is absolute nonsense. So so he's got this like really nasally type of voice like this. So it's very direct, very, very analytical, very, very brilliant. So, but yeah, he's just, that's one of them that I
would
like.
Would you be willing to do that impression in front of him? Because we can make that happen.
Sure. Yeah. I'd love to do that.
Oh, he'd love
it. He would love that.
He's actually a really cool guy.
Yeah, I feel like he is. Yeah. I mean, he gets so much shit, but I feel like he's such a
very funny, very smart,
brilliant fucking guy.
He's like, he's like the same as Jordan Peterson in that way. Like
a lot of people fucking,
a lot of people hate him.
Dude, I love Jordan Peterson.
People try to like drag him into shit. Like, you're saying this and this and this. He's like, no.
No, he's like, I've never said that.
He doesn't address it. He just says, no, I'm not saying that.
I like how you do Jordan Peterson.
I've never said that at all.
That's actually really good.
Who's your three?
I've never said that.
Who's your number three?
I don't know, man. I'd say like the Ben Shapiro, the Eminem one. And then I don't actually... You think I would know, right? You think I would.
Yeah, because I...
You're like, yeah, this is what you do.
What about the Macho Man Randy Savage?
Ooh, yeah!
I mean, that's just pulling it out of my ass.
Yeah, you just gotta do cocaine.
Yeah, you gotta do cocaine.
That's not even really an impression.
Cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee.
Or like, I just remember him in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Bonesaw!
What a fucking character. You know, you could tell that he, like... Imagine him being on set and they're like, okay, we need you to play a wrestler.
I got it, bitch.
Like he, like he knew what he was doing that
day. He's
just
day. Like over there.
You know what I mean? Like someone was giving him direction. Like, hey, we need you to. Like,
shut up, bitch.
You know?
He's over there tearing phone books in half in the corner of the room.
Sweating. I read a book about Savage because I'm a huge
Not
fan.
Not by Savage, though, right?
No.
Because he's that writing
just
books.
Well, he's dead. He's dead, but RIP.
Yeah, he's passed.
Obviously, RIP. But I read a book about him and he used to spend hours in front of the mirror perfecting all of that shit. So if he was going on that day, all he would do is do those speeches where he's talking like this all day long. And it was the other wrestlers would kind of pal around and chum around. They were like, dude, he never wanted to fucking hang. All he wanted to do was work on his shit and be this character and everything else. And, you know, he was kind of that dude. And like, he was super jealous of anybody talking to Elizabeth. Like, that whole shit was real, where it was just Yeah. And he had a feud with, like, Hulk Hogan for years because he was like, man, you disrespected her at a fucking event, man. And it was just like, no, man. And she couldn't go out of the hotel at certain times. Like, it's a weird... His whole life is a weird story. I would love to see it made into a biopic.
I'm pretty sure it will be.
Who would play him in a biopic?
Boy. I'd love to give it a go all juiced up on roids, but, you know, it'd be great.
Those guys
were triple stacking back then.
Yeah,
D-ball, like the hard shit where like, I mean, there's a reason why he died at, what, 52? Mm. Some people online right now, because they're making a Hulk Hogan biopic for Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yes, Chris Hemsworth is playing Hulk Hogan, which...
Oh.
No, dude.
Is he gonna fucking go bozo ring and?
He's got to go. They got to shave it and go bozo ring with a haircut. Like I don't know what they're gonna do. But anyways, in this is Savage. So there has been guesses on who's going to play Savage. So they're looking around Hollywood right now, and there's a picture online.
Maybe John Bernthal.
No, it's there's a picture online. This is super disappointing. Of Zac Efron with a beard, and it looks like he's doing a cycle right now.
Wait, what?
Yes, and so the speculation is. Hey man, is he playing Savage and nobody knows about it? Because he looks like he's on like two cycles right now. So
maybe, but
like,
he's just not. Maybe he looks a lot more gruff in this latest doc bullshit.
Yeah, he's a little bit more loose.
Yeah,
in
he's making his transition into daddyhood at some point.
Yeah,
probably.
Maybe,
but I don't know.
I don't know.
Like Randy Savage, that he's not a good actor. He actually is a pretty good actor.
No, just even body type. Like
you got to get fucking
big jump.
Swole.
Yeah,
you gotta swole as fuck.
At least Hemsworth could probably get as big as Hogan. Like. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been doing steroids for years, too. So, we're fine. All the Hemsworths. Oh, I'm sorry if I fucking burst your bubble with every goddamn Marvel character out there. They're all doing steroids. Every single one of them, dude.
The only person in Hollywood to ever admit
Chris Evans, Momoa, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Steroids, brother!
The only person to admit it is Rob McElhenney from fucking It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He's just like, you know how I really stay fit? You really got to commit to the program, be diligent, be fucking fit. And, you know, go 3 times a week to a doctor and get these testosterone shots. Like that's pretty much, people were asking for the recipe. Like, oh, how'd you get in such great shape? He's like, I'm rich and I have doctors injecting me with things. That's how I got in great shape.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult because, like, it was like Chris Pratt, you know? Oh, he really fucking turned his life around. No, he didn't, dude. His doctor did. Fucking juice me up, brother.
If you could pay 100 to 100 to 200 bucks a month. And feel like a 25-year-old for the rest of your life. Why would you not do that?
I don't know. I don't understand anyone out there who's like, man, You know what I'd love to feel like is my fucking same old self.
Yeah. I'd love to feel 50.
No, right, dude. Now. Like, I want to go back to fucking 25. Just and go full Kyle.
Yeah.
Monsters, dude. Drywall. Sure. Monsters, drywall. And then play Savage, man. Yeah.
We're thinking about making an ode to
you
Kyle.
You can do it. Ode to Kyle?
An ode to Kyle in our new studio. I'm going to get like just a flat, like a roll away wall of drywall, punch a bunch of holes in it, and then steal one of those big fucking fake monster cans from the gas stations.
Yeah.
Put that up there. And just anytime somebody named Kyle comes in, they can get their picture taken.
They get to punch a hole in the wall. And it's
Oh, you
they can sign the wall.
Make a hole, man.
Make a fucking hole.
You know who you sounded like right there? You sounded there? Like fucking Orgasmo, the fucking... What's his name?
Matt's character.
What was his name?
Trey Parker. Trey Parker, right?
Matt's character, the curly haired guy.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about Orgasmo from
Orgasmo.
Yeah.
Matt Stone and Trey Parker, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so the guy's like, I don't wanna sound queer or nothing. That's who you sounded like right there. It's one of my favorite characters in any movie ever.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. I don't sound queer or nothing, but he says it throughout the whole thing, right?
The whole goddamn movie, yeah. That's one of my favorite all time characters. Maybe you should do that as an impression. No one will know what you're doing. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I love obscure impressions.
Yeah, oh yeah,
you
I
do
love
a,
yours.
So Cole Hauser.
Cole Hauser.
It's one of my favorites. Who's your favorite obscure impression?
The one I was going to talk to you about was Jordan Peterson.
Oh, what? Yeah. No shit.
It's so good, dude. It's so yours is really
it's
good.
It's really good.
I haven't heard anybody do an impression of it.
Yeah, it's very why should you have the right to say what you want to say in the pursuit of truth? What gives you the right? It's just Kermit the Frog. Yeah. That's all it is.
Just a little higher pitch.
Yeah, dude. But that's like, dude, I love like, dude, I'll just watch Jordan Peterson all day, dude. Like the way he crafts his arguments and sits there and talks and thinks about things and articulates and, you know, because people said like, oh, he's alt right. He's like, I've never been alt right. I've never said that. When have I said that? When? You know, so it's just, dude, it's such a fucking weird,
one.
Yeah, he was when he was on a
Bill Maher.
Theo Von's podcast.
Oh, Theo Von, yeah.
I know, but he was just like, Theo was like, dude, so what's it like to be you, bro?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, well, you know, it's just such a different.
Yeah. Oh, the two of them,
backgrounds.
Yeah. Man, you ever walk in and you're slapping bodies with your lady?
I was drinking water out of a hose pipe in front of my house the other day. Yeah. Three chickens ran across the yard, think they were on meth. And then Jordan Peterson,
dude.
It's like, let's talk about ontology for a while.
Yeah.
So, social justice. I was actually going to do that one for you guys today. I was like, I'm going
to
do that one. That's an obscure one.
Happened
that's a great one.
Yeah, it happened organically.
Have you pitched your managers and agents yet? What your potential, what you think you're going to do?
I mean, Jordan Peterson's hot right now. You could probably get
probably, yeah. Lineup. I mean, could do that. I mean, no, I haven't. I just, we haven't gone down that road yet as far as like submitting for SNL.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it hasn't been on the radar, but I think this year is going to, this next, because it just ended. Like
For this year. And I don't know if they're going to start on time in the fall. Like,
sure. Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't
you'll
know.
Be
that,
fine.
It was. I think my manager was like, I don't think you should. Why? Right now.
Yeah.
You know?
And you get to keep going until they say no. So like they'll keep asking you for tapes and all that shit for years. And then when they say no, that's it. Like it's finally over.
Because I feel like I could be like a Bill Hader.
Oh,
like,
you would destroy
all
on
day
for
long.
Sure. For sure. There's you. Because there's only a couple people online that I watch and I'm like, these guys are really fucking talented and they could be huge if given the right platform.
Yeah.
It's you, and then there's this white guy that's doing...
Trevor Wallace?
He's doing sketches.
Trevor
he's
Wallace.
Really funny.
On he did the run about Rogan.
Oh, dude. I did his podcast yesterday.
What's his name?
Brent Pella.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dude, you should have him on the show.
Yeah.
I can get him for you at some point.
He's really
that's
fucking
hilarious.
Funny.
He's fucking
so
hilarious.
So is Trevor
dude.
Wallace, by the way.
Trevor Wallace is great.
And
Brent Pella is,
guys,
I will say this, Brent Pella is literally one of the most underrated content creators out there as far as impressions, sketch writing, and just a fucking great collaborator. Dude.
He's fantastic. And then the last guy was a guy named Steve Emerson that I like a lot.
Steve Emerson's Wolf of Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's slappers only, that guy.
Sure.
Yeah,
if you need, I could put in touch with both of those guys. Yeah. They're fantastic.
They're fucking hilarious. Great. So like that's about it. And Brandon Rogers.
Oh, Brandon Rogers. We love Brandon.
Rock and Rock.
We all
really
love
good.
Brandon.
They're
so it's like it's the four of you guys, and then I'm kind of done with the internet after that.
Interesting.
Like the rest of them, I just don't get into.
Do you fuck with Kyle? Kyle Dunnigan?
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's the best, dude. Like, his Bill Maher, uncanny. Mm. Anyone who has, like, a perfect impression.
No one does Bill Maher either.
No one. I can't do it, but he does it so good. And I wish we could hear it. But it's so fucking good, dude.
I can't do a Bill Maher. Jonathan Kite has been on the show numerous times. He's great.
He does a great
job. He does a bunch of impressions. Yeah.
Very good. Well,
there was a guy the other day who went viral on Drudge Report, and it was called the world's best Donald Trump impression. And the guy is not a comedian or anything. He's just a fucking normal dude.
Is it a white dude with, like, kind of big ears?
Yeah.
He does an Obama impression as well.
He's
all over the place.
On TikTok.
He's funny as shit, yeah.
So oh, he is.
He does a, yeah, his name really is, I forget.
He just looks like a dad.
Yeah, he does Obama. His Obama's.
He does a really good Obama.
His Obama's better than his Trump.
Yeah, for sure.
100%. Donald, I cannot do it. It's so perfect.
It's the cadence. I mean, that's the most important thing with Obama.
God, I wish I could.
I'll tell you a fucking crazy insider SNL story. You want to talk about race and all the bullshit that's going on today? Of like, remember Fallon apologized for the blackface and everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In 2008, because that's like I started like my first years that I was up for that show. They were looking for presidential, like anytime there's an election, that is their biggest season, right? So they're looking for people. They were trying to find an Obama, and in their casting, they just said it didn't matter if you were white. And I was like, oh, all right. So genuinely, like, people started to go home and started working
on
Obama.
When was this, like, 2012?
No, 2008.
Oh, the first one.
The first one, yeah. So 2008, they started looking for Obamas, and it kept going. And again, it said, doesn't matter if you're black. You can be white and still do this or whatever. And I was like, that's weird. So I got a call, and my manager was like, hey, man, just start working on an Obama. And it felt super awkward, you know?
Yeah, you know.
Because you start doing it, and you're like, oh, I'm definitely not a black guy. What are they going to do with this, you know? Because it's you know, Obama's very, like, it's kind of boring, to the point.
I mean, Chappelle did black Bush, so maybe you could do white Obama.
Well, so here's what happens.
But how much whiter could Obama get? That's the real question.
Here's what happens. So, you know Key and Peele, right?
Yeah.
He does a perfect... it's Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele, yeah. He
does
a great one,
perfect Obama.
Yeah.
Perfect Obama.
And their sketch around the fucking anger translator.
And he didn't get on.
So good.
He didn't get it.
Really?
He didn't get on. Yeah.
No, he didn't, yeah.
So what they did was they took Fred Armisen, who's white, and they colored him up. If you go back and look at the sketches, it's Fred Armisen playing Obama for like 3 years.
Wow.
Isn't he like, nobody said shit about that.
Is he Latino or some shit?
Yeah, partially.
Something like that, yeah.
But they still had to put a little makeup on him, and he ended up doing Obama for like 2 or 3 years.
Wow.
But he was already on the show, and it was weird of like, man, why does Fallon have to go back and apologize?
Sure.
After like, I mean, you clearly said in this casting, it doesn't have to be black
to play
Obama.
That's
Could you imagine that happening in today's?
Oh, no.
Well, wasn't that long ago? Like, 2015 was when Tina Fey said she would never apologize for the blackface that's been
And then she apologized, yeah.
Then she took down the episodes and apologized, like 4 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And, yeah, they took down some Office episodes, too. Like
the one with...
it was like the...
Not Krampus. What was it called? Belschnuckle. At the end of season 9.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's one where homeboy Nate showed up in blackface or whatever the fuck.
And then there's the racism or like the racist workshop that they had.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't that the first episode?
It was one of them.
Like where fucking...
Yeah, Dwight has a thing on his thing that says Asian.
Oh, yeah.
And
he goes,
fucking Michael at the end of the episode is standing outside the conference room door looking at Mindy Kaling and he's like, try my googie googie.
Oh, yeah.
That's episode one.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So they had to take down episode one of the goddamn Office. That's why fucking Ricky Gervais was so mad this year at all the award shows.
Oh,
fuck, was that this year?
That was this year.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was great.
Go back through all the shit that's happened this year.
Thank you, fucking God. Thank you, agent, and fuck off.
Yeah.
Great. Absolutely amazing.
It feels like 100 years ago. So does the impeachment.
You know, Ricky Gervais might be that guy. Like, we've been talking recently about, there's a lot of people on the right, like Dave Rubin, Jordan Peterson, and I don't know Jordan. I don't know if I would say Jordan Peterson's on the right necessarily. But
I think he's like he's a scientist. He's objective. Yeah, he looks at everything.
He does fall in a lot of ways on the conservative side, at least because the left side is so authoritarian in how they try to control language that way. I think it's just a consequence of that. But anyways, there's Dave Rubin, there's Sam Harris, there's Ben Shapiro. There's a lot of really thoughtful, intelligent people on the right that can have normal human being conversations in public and make points. Shapiro has done a pretty good job, in my opinion, of criticizing Trump when he's fucked up, so he hasn't like towed the party line. I don't know who that person is on the left. We've been talking about this for days now, trying to figure out
I see what you're saying.
Be.
So, like,
Like, who is the center?
Not
left
bipartisan,
person?
But just someone who can
cross over,
who can
yeah.
actually
have a
fucking
dialogue.
Conversation.
Yeah.
Like, maybe Gervais is one of those guys, but he's not going to sink that. Now
maybe
he's
had, you know, he's done a podcast in the past. He's great. Like, he's the best, but he can still do TV shows and all the other shit. And like,
sure. And he's, how much money has he made off the fucking Office?
Well, that's the thing. He admits it. He says, look, man, I am rich as fuck.
Yeah.
Therefore, I only want to do like 7 or 8 shows of something and then just kind of move on.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
no one else can get away with that. Afterlife, but he can get away
good.
With it.
Yeah.
Have you seen Afterlife, his new show?
No, I haven't seen Afterlife.
It's really good.
I saw the one where he was kind of retarded.
I don't remember that one. Is that every other
He had like an
thing?
Accent and like the alfalfa type of deal.
I have no idea what
it was
talking
super
about.
Serious. And I was just like, man, I couldn't get into it. It was kind of a drama.
No, really? This Afterlife, he is just like an angry version of Ricky Gervais the whole time, but also very thoughtful. So there's like nice moments, but it's mostly him fucking just laying into people. That's hilarious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
It's perfect Ricky Gervais.
The one before it was the one where he played kind of this like autistic type of dude.
Really?
Yeah, it was strange.
Did he go full R? Did he go full retard?
It appears. I wish we could bring up a photo of it now, but it'd be great. We got enough going on here.
We got enough. We're good.
You live out here in Hollywood. You fucking keep up with shit. I'm wondering if you have any ideas on anybody on the left that's like center left that can actually have a conversation with other people regardless of what they believe. Like an honest, genuine conversation. Admit when their side's fucked up and admit when the other side is right. That's what I look for in anybody.
Sure. I don't necessarily know, man. Like a lot of the stuff that I listen to is... center or like a little bit like Ben Shapiro or Jordan Peterson. I love Jordan Peterson.
I like data, science. Give me science.
Yeah, exactly.
Like if you can't back up what you're saying,
sure.
Your opinion's
exactly.
Don't mean shit to me.
But I don't know who on the left could be.
Who is it? Like I thought for a long time it was kind of Bill Maher, but he has just become he's just being a provocateur to sell ad space at this point. It's
sure.
Very clear. He doesn't give a fuck about any of this shit that's going on. He's rich.
You know what? That, I could say that it could have been Bill Maher maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah, maybe ten years ago. Yeah, for sure. But now,
Derek, by the way, is the name of the show.
Derek.
I'm going to show you a picture. That face just gets stuck in your mind of Ricky Gervais.
Or
you're just like...
Yeah, that's horrible.
Hey, man.
He looks like if Hitler had, instead of... painted as a child, ate the paint chips.
Yeah, so he was playing this character. So this is
paint
one of the still
paint
shots
Hitler,
from the show.
Yeah.
And I was like
a crime fighter.
Imagine there's a new white supremacist group in America, but they only follow the paint chip Hitler guy. Like they're all eating paint chips and shit all day. Like, yeah, my IQ is going down by the minute, brother. Hell yeah. We're going to get there. Racial purity, brother. Hell yeah. I don't know where any of that came from.
I almost spit out my damn white claw.
Sorry
yeah. We're gonna get a hard call from Vincent's lawyer after the show.
You cannot.
Hey, guys.
So can you take down marker 01 to 130?
Yeah, all of it, please.
Episode 673. Can you have that removed from your entire catalog?
Mm-hmm.
Because it is gonna get my client canceled.
Yeah.
I can tell you what you're gonna get on that SNL tape, by the way. Your manager is gonna look at your impressions and go, no.
Yeah.
He'll take out the most obscure one and be like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that real, though? When I say, is it real, is that an effective way to go about it? Because if you could do, like you said, if you do something that nobody else does and you do it very, very well, people have made careers off of that
sure.
shit.
That's what I think. But the general response is no one knows who that is. It is super funny to you and your friends.
Yeah.
The Gen Pop out there will not get it, so stop.
Does anybody not know who Jordan Peterson is, though?
I feel like people do. I mean, it's not necessarily obscure, but I definitely don't see people doing him.
That motherfucker.
No, I've never. You're the first person I've heard, which is amazing.
He sold like 4 million books at this point. That is
Yeah.
He's fine.
He's fine. His live shows, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is people know who he is.
Of course.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Anybody else you've been working on recently that you're like, all right, I think this would be a good one for the time period right now.
I mean,
because I talked to a few comedian friends who are trying to come up with different impressions for things. Mm-hmm. People are trying to do a Joe Rogan.
Dude, no one. So my buddy, Brent, who did the video of Joe Rogan. So good. It's so
he does a Rogan.
He does a Rogan.
He does a Rogan.
I've never heard a good one.
He's the only one, I think. Yeah.
Whoa.
Dude, it's the way he does it, dude. It's so
funny.
Tell me about. I can't do it, but he does it so well. And even he was doing his podcast yesterday. he would slip into Joe Rogan a little bit, just because like I was like, dude, you're doing Joe Rogan. He's like, ah, shit, yeah, I guess I am. But dude, it's so uncanny. And I think that video did like 4 mil on Facebook.
Yeah,
like that.
It was huge. Yeah, it was fucking huge.
Yeah. So I think
because when you, it's like we were talking about, if you tap into somebody that nobody else has done before, you kind of win. Yeah. Like you're the first one there, and then you win after that.
Especially if you truly perfected it.
Yeah.
He was telling me that he got death threats from people, like the hardcore Joe Roganites.
Yeah. They're called Broganites.
Yeah. So like that has a picture of him on the, you know, and like.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, like
they're getting tattoos. He was saying, face on their body. And
yeah, he was saying that he was getting death threats. Like, hey, like if I see you, I'm gonna stomp your face in or whatever. Like just a bunch of
really.
Yeah.
Because he's not like that in real life. He didn't give a shit.
No,
Joe Rogan.
Joe, I think would be like, oh, that's cool.
Joe loves that shit.
Yeah. I mean, Joe Rogan's just a dude. You know what I mean? He doesn't give a shit.
No.
But like if Andrew Schultz, you know Andrew Schultz?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the best at crowd work in the game today.
So
Dan's a gigantic fan of Andrew Schultz.
Him and Steve Byrne are my two favorite comedians.
Have you watched his shows, like his news kind
of
coverage
shows?
Yeah, all of them.
And I watched
phenomenal.
I watched The Brilliant Idiots. I just have to I want to get the raw audio so I can turn Charlamagne the God completely off.
Yeah.
Because no one needs to hear anything
Post
this piece of shit says.
Post Malone's trash.
God damn it. That was the worst interview of all time.
Yeah, you're trash.
I felt so awkward watching that interview with Post Malone.
He was just like, so what are you saying Post Malone from? Post Malone, what's that from?
Yeah.
Post is my, I think it's his middle name or something like that. Or like his.
It was just a rap generator.
I just made Malone up. He goes, man, it's just so trash, man. It's trash.
Yeah.
He said, called him trash, dude. I was like.
Called him trash. And then he asked him what he'd done for the black community. What have you done for the black community? Post Malone's like, what do you mean?
What have you done for the black community?
I mean, it was super awkward.
Agree that fucking Jews aren't real Jews.
So the beauty of it is Post Malone blows up. Mm-hmm. Charlamagne, the God. Has to fucking eat his words, essentially. And you think, you're like, all right, cool. Post Malone's going back on the show. Maybe he's going to apologize, whatever. No. Second interview was just as awkward, where you were just like, God damn, what the fuck is the problem here?
Yeah. I think 6ix9ine had a better interview than fucking Post Malone.
You
want
to talk about a guy who doesn't give a shit? Dude, that would be... By the way, you do that for SNL, you're on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Are you aware of his numbers on social media?
I know.
If you did Tekashi 6ix9ine... That would be it. And you have the skin tone to do it.
You have the hue. You have the hue.
That's 50% right there.
Yeah.
It is.
Now all you got to do is fucking growl.
No, that's 100%, dude. You can't. Dude, the guy from Family Guy stepped down, Cleveland.
Yeah.
You've been doing that impression for years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, sign me up. I'll do that shit. You know what I mean?
Seth,
if you want someone
out
with
there,
the
brother,
ethnic
you
ambiguousness, I got you, player. Like, easy.
Easy.
And it's funny. It's like, I don't think Cleveland really had a... It wasn't a stereotypical... Can I say that? It's not a stereotypical...
No, it was
voice.
Just like...
It was just this guy right here. I don't know.
I thought it was a white southerner.
Middle-aged hillbilly. That's
Yeah.
Like somebody from the holler from Kentucky or some shit.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
It's not like fucking talking like what's the one you always do? Something Jackson, the Reverend Elijah Muhammad. That's it. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So whenever I want to make someone super uncomfortable, like they'll just ask me a question. You know, somebody who's like kind of timid or shy. Yeah. They're like, what do you think of LA? How's the weather and everything treating you? Is your flight okay? I'll be like, well, according to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, weather's not really a thing. And it's always the same thing with like, oh, Jesus Christ. And I'm like, I'm a horrible person.
From Pool Boy. What's the dude's name that was one of your co-stars in Pool Boy, the black dude? He's in Not Another Teen Movie and a bunch of other shit.
Oh, Dion Richmond.
Yeah, Dion Richmond. Every third line that he had, it was a voiceover of Ross, just in like the most fucked up stereotypical.
The most stereotypical black voice of all time, yeah.
But he's just like,
hey, man. Yeah. So if you watch that movie, every voiceover
is
like 15 of those where it was just like, man, we gonna go to the pool this summer, and like single thing. So we did it for every single character, and it was hilarious. That there's no way that movie could get made today.
Oh yeah, there's I watched Rush Hour the other day.
Yeah,
dude, man, y'all look alike. I was like, whoa. Shit, you can't say that. Look at Chris Tucker, y'all look alike, man. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
You cannot do that.
Weren't they making a new Friday? What happened with that?
Oh, I can't remember.
Did COVID shut it down or something?
No,
it wasn't
production. I think Friday was on They were trying to do it back and forth. Ice Cube was trying to negotiate with somebody, and mm-hmm. then JD died with Witherspoon. Not JD, excuse me. Witherspoon.
Yeah, he died.
JD's his son. That's sorry, true, I know his son. So
that guy's a fucking
away.
Legend. By
yeah,
the
passed
way.
Away.
Holy shit.
And then that obviously delayed things. And yeah. So it's been on the back burner for a long time. I know that Friday has been on the back burner for a while.
Yeah.
Wow. They've been trying to do it for a
I'd
long
like to
time.
See it, even though I would. It's hard to spend money on something that Ice Cube did at this point because he's like a fucking anti-Jew guy too. Apparently.
He always has been.
For the last.
It's not new.
Years,
like yeah. This shit isn't new. Like he's
that
always...
whole black Israelite thing. Not to draw you into a bunch of political shit while you're standing next to me. By the way, he endorses everything I say.
I endorse everything he says.
Every hot button issue. You're just sitting right next to Vincent.
Like,
Vincent's
yeah.
just like,
and Vincent,
yep.
And Vincent, he supports everything I say.
Yeah, that's, exactly.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm gonna get a fucking handheld mic with a fucking flag on it that just says Drake Bros. And I'm going to just walk up to celebrities and be like, hey, how do you feel about the fact that Chinese people all look alike?
Yeah, and see what happens there. Oh, my God. You can't say that.
Oh. Yeah. Like, I didn't say it. You did. I asked you how you felt about that opinion. I don't believe that.
That's you.
You
said that.
You definitely
piece
that.
Of shit.
You
get
said
the fuck
that.
Out of here.
Fuck
you
out
heard
of
it here.
Interview.
Katie Couric hates Asians, folks. You heard it here.
So, why Katie Couric?
I don't know. No idea.
I want to see you do Tekashi, by the way. Now that it's in my mind, you get it. I want to see you.
If you can do the fucking Eminem growl voice, you could do Tekashi.
You could do Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I can do him screaming like.
He's famous enough that like that would crush, dude.
Yeah, and really half of that is the makeup. It's the fucking tattoos
that
people are gonna know.
So he's from like what, New York, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Trey,
got
just say Treyway a lot.
He's got a hard, very like a Brooklyn style accent, right? Mm-hmm. Like very or Queens. Queens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Queens.
But it's fake, it sounds. Not fake. It sounds like he's
like
overdoing
he says,
it on purpose.
He says Billboard. Billboard. Or Billboard. Instead of Billboard, Boyd. Like he'll say like I don't know. I gotta
I'll play it. Hey, let's see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like you could do that one for sure.
I could do that, but I'd kill my throat.
You gobble,
gobble, wobble, wobble, wobble. Like, do
gobble, gobble, wobble, wobble.
Do a sketch where you're trying to order at a Taco Bell drive-thru using that voice. I would
Bro,
watch that.
You would kill it that.
Double, double.
Yeah.
Double double cheeseburger with some thick thighs.
With some thick fries.
Thick fries. That's easy.
If you bring them out small, that'll be my dick size. You know, you can just really fucking
drumstick,
boot it, boot it up.
Some thick thighs.
You could do
all
that.
All right, man. We'll write
That's the challenge. That's the challenge. Come back with a Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I come back as Tekashi 6ix9ine. I'm so into the
It'd
character.
It'd be great,
you,
dude. With
then
an
you
ankle
really
lean
into
an ankle
it. You,
bracelet.
Get the, you get the real tattoos and then show up at SNL. Like, I got these fucking tattoos. I'm sleeping outside your fucking house, Lorne. Just show up with a tent. Like, hey, I fucking sold my house. I'm sleeping outside that's of your house until I get
I'm
hired.
Ready to do it.
Yeah.
I got 6ix9ine tatted on my forehead.
Dude, did you know that's Dr. Evil was actually a Lorne Michaels impression?
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah, I think it was Dana Carvey's impression right. of Dana yeah. Carvey's impression of Lorne Michaels, and then
Michael
and
Myers,
Mike Myers
up, yeah.
did that.
That's
and,
really
and
funny.
The first time that Dana Carvey saw that was at the movie. He's like,
I love hearing some of the stories of people's like, particularly famous people's fucking interaction with Lorne Michaels during the interview process. Like Hannibal Buress' thing is really funny. He did something like after he became a writer. He pitched something that was just totally retarded. Like, it was a dumb, and he admits, he was like, this is the dumbest shit I've ever done in my fucking life.
Yeah.
And he's like, Lorne Michaels just sits there. Lorne Michaels watches the whole thing, just sits there quietly, and Hannibal walks up to him, and he's just like, well, that was intellectually something. Or what did he say? Ambitious. He was like, that was creatively ambitious. Like, he was like, yeah, he was like, that was creatively ambitious. And he's like, good feedback. Thanks, Lorne.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You don't always have to be positive. You can tell me it's a piece of shit if you need to.
Yeah.
That's fine. You're Lorne Michaels.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. Luckily, it hasn't happened today. Vincent Marcus, you're one of the best in the business. Yeah. Where can everybody find you on social media?
Vincent Marcus. Just add Vincent Marcus on everything. And if I still have a career after this episode, you can follow me. You can follow me there. We can chat.
When are you coming back on America's Got Talents?
So that is kind of up in the air right now.
Because of COVID?
Yeah, and there's a lot that I can't say on camera.
Okay.
Because if it didn't happen on the show, it hasn't happened, right?
Right. Correct. Correct.
So,
and this is live right now in front of everyone.
Yes, so yeah. I can't. I'm not. Oh, this is live?
It is, yeah.
Oh, great. I'm done. I'm done.
The name of this episode is Vincent Marcus is canceled.
Yeah. Vincent Marcus is canceled.
No, for the record, we're the dirtbags. Vincent is a great human being in real life. And then Dan obviously sleeps with dead people. So
yeah, he's a necrophiliac.
No, yeah, that's fine.
A slumber feliac.
Slumber, that's all it is.
Is that a thing, slumber feliac?
No, but it is now. It is now. But we're also stealing it and putting it on t-shirts.
Yeah, that's going on t-shirts, brother. Okay. Yeah. You know, Ghostbed.com/slumber feliac.
Zombies.
Zombie cuddle.
Just a little tenner on the top for the royalties, you know?
Yeah, 10%.
Yeah, don't worry
about it. Of course. But seriously, go follow Vincent Marcus, one of the funniest dudes on the planet. OG on the show. You've been on a million times, and hopefully you're on a million more. We're a big fan. It's awesome to see your success, and it was great to see on America's Got Talent. Cool. I hope you win the whole fucking thing, man. It'd be awesome. For D'Anthony Holloway, Vincent Marcus, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.